This time on Culture File, a trip into the Wicklow Hills to meet therapist, keyboard player and piano technician Jamie Fox. In the Fox and Wolf workshop, more on Mr. Wolf presently, living dead pianos are welcomed into a new life. Here, they're not just reconditioned, revoiced, regulated and tuned to concert pitch. They're also given a beauty makeover involving anything from animal prints to Jungian dreamscapes. Culture File's Louise McMahon went to Hollywood County Wicklow for a masked chat with Mr. Fox.
Now, so what piano is this one?
This is Icaro. Looks like a jacket I saw one time in Berlin. Fox and Wolf for me and my dog. Wolfie.
Which I was glad to recreate, but unfortunately I never got to buy the jacket.
So it's kind of a family operation. My wife helps me as well. Dog's mostly for moral support.
Yeah. Cool, isn't it? Yeah. And then the pinks and the blues and the bright colours.
I started with a friend of mine who looked like a wolf. He was a builder, but unfortunately he didn't have time to commit and he was just too busy doing other jobs.
They are very punky looking.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of going for sometimes.
So I had to get a dog to keep the name called Wolfie. So that's who we are, I suppose. I was in a band called Five Leg Apes. We toured around Europe and America and stuff. And that went well, but that was kind of my 20s. I basically just became a piano tuner as a way of segueing out of the band. I played synthesizers. That's kind of the theme, I suppose, in general. I like balancing something that is old and accepted with something that is new and trying to find the juxtaposition and how I can live in the juxtaposition of that. I'm working on an electronic album at the moment. So it's like a tallow disco. It's a nice balance from playing pianos all day. You. I got very, very bored of going to people's homes and playing the same piano every day. It was all black lacquer or dated mahogany with a very, very kind of shiny polish on it, and I just wasn't excited by going to work anymore. It felt like I was going to the same living room every day. So I decided that I'd make one for myself and see what it went like. Then people seemed to be interested in it, so I continued to do it. It kind of started out quite basic with just, you know, one colour or two tones. But I started noticing that people were actually more interested in the further I pushed it. Isolation. I suppose I come from a world where I've been in a band. It was kind of a particular style of punk rock. When I started doing the pianos, I nearly wanted to bring that aesthetic to a piano. The idea was that I would play the piano and try and feel what it looked like.
You, I do. I wanna isolate with you.
So I generally sit down and play the piano for a few hours and kind of get a rough idea of what I would like to do to it. At this point, when I start the piano, it looks a certain way, and then I scrap everything, but I use that as a new base to create something new. It's just kind of a process where I have no idea what I'm creating until the end result, you know, comes out of it. And I know when I'm finished, I'm like, okay, that's finished. But there's times where I'm like, I'll have a piano lying around for 3 months and I'll be working on it and it just doesn't feel right. Most of it seems to be gut, lack of planning, constantly trying to bring order to the chaos I've created. And then, you know, if I bring too much order to it to introduce more chaos, I'm just trying to find that balance. I sometimes use like metal paint, I use polyurethane, things like that. I tend to just paint the piano one colour and then start working from there and start scratching it off and seeing where that goes. I use whatever textures I can. I use a lot of blowtorching. I use epoxy. Sometimes it tends to work out in a way of, this is your first time trying a certain thing, like decoupage or anything like that, and you kind of get a bit of beginner's luck. Mixed medium would be the best way of describing it.
You, just you.
Most of the names come from Jungian philosophy. I'm also interested in things like Buddhism and Sanskrit. I kind of like the idea of merging the old with the new, and I kind of get a feeling of the metaphor of what the piano was and name it accordingly. We've got Alchemy, Buruburus, Yage, Anima, a lot of A nuns, Albedo, Bardo, names like that. I generally get them at auction. I go to England or Germany, buy a few and come back. At the moment, that hasn't really been possible, so I'm kind of just buying what I can, I suppose, what I like. But generally, I love working on German pianos. I also like British pianos as well. A lot of the time I do get messages from people saying, will you come take away my piano? And there's an old saying that there's no such thing as a free piano. And that's very true. It could be a few extra months of my life trying to get that piano back into shape. So I try to buy pianos that already have something beautiful about them that need to be restored. So I'm big into Bechsteins and pianos like that. I'm working on a Challen Baby Grand at the moment. I've got a lovely kind of a Bentley bungalow piano that I call Icaro. Thing about making pianos that are very colourful, but it's nice when somebody appreciates the sound, because I tried to get a fairly specific sound. So the first process is always for me to give it a good tune, bring it up to concert pitch, and to voice it and see what it sounds like, and then try and get a feel for that. And it's only then really that I won't do any proper regulation or anything. At that point, then I'll start working on what it's going to look like. And then at the very end, I generally give it another tune and start to regulate the piano. And the other piano's actually, it's just been moved and it's hideous.
The design on it is beautiful, though.
Yeah, I know, and it's a gorgeous tone, but it's really, really bad energy.
Oh, wow, the tone is stunning, isn't it?
Very influenced by, there's a piano company called Clavin's Piano Company that make unicordis. That's the kind of sound I'm going for, something that's not bright, that's warm, that's, you know, low in timbre and kind of lush, as opposed to a lot of modern uprights, which are very, very bright and tinny, I suppose. So I think we've a motto, which is the only thing bright about a piano should be its colour scheme.
Jamie Fox of Fox and Wolf there at his workshop in Hollywood. The reporter was Louise McMahon. Coming up tomorrow, New Yorker classical music writer Alex Ross will be joining us to explain why it is that, despite everything, Wagner hasn't been cancelled yet. And on Saturday evening in this month's Culture File debate, Alex Ross will be one of the panel discussing the long history of cultural cancellation. That's in the Culture File debate Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.